Hello everyone and welcome to our free webinar. This is my last video upload for 2020 for our Act Like a Man channel. Once again, thank you for all of you who have been supporting Act Like a Man for the past 2 years when we started this podcast. And out of that podcast, meron po tayong mga ibang other podcasts that we were able to birth this year. First is our parenthood podcast with my wife, Tammy C, where we talk about parenting. So hope you can subscribe there. It's an audio podcast and it's on Spotify and iTunes. So sa lahat po ng mga may anak and sa lahat po ng married people, please join our parenthood podcast. Also, we have our big bro and friends para sa mga single friends namin who are into adulting. We are your go-to guide to adulting, love life, and relationships. And I am with 5 of my friends. It's a big bro and friends. And it's also now airing on Light TV Cable Network. Kung meron po kayong Light TV, you can join us there. We are also on YouTube, on Spotify, and on Facebook. So you can join us there. So maraming salamat po for coming here. And this is one of the talks that I made this year. Early this year when the pandemic hit. Did some revision because of the changes that has been happening and interviewed some people about this until I end up with the 5 non-negotiables to thrive in the new normal world. So this is going to be a very challenging year for all of us, 2021, the coming year, because of the uncertainty. 2020 brought a lot of uncertainty. Hindi pa po natin alam what 2021 will bring. And I think what 2020 taught us is that hindi natin alam. Yeah, we do not know what tomorrow will hold. We can do our best, but then at the same time, we also know hindi natin talaga masasagot ang mga bagay-bagay. Ngunit kung meron tayong pwedeng sagutin, and if there's something that we can handle, it's our own. It's our self-leadership. It's learning how to pivot, how to adjust in these new times that we are in, right? Kaya napaka-importante and na makinig kayo ngayon because this would take less than an hour. I hope this helps you. I hope this challenges you. I hope this stirs something up in you para to challenge yourself to become better this 2021. If 2020 was not good for you, okay lang, may 2021 naman. Diba? Sa dami ko nakausap this year na naghirap, sa mga nag-struggle this year, kapit lang mga kapatid dahil meron po tayong 2021. And I'm hopeful and I'm thankful that you are not giving up on this fight that we have with regards to whatever has been thrown on us. Now let me share to you what the future holds. And 5 things, 5 non-negotiable attitude or actions you need to have to thrive, to succeed in this new normal, right? As what I said, we don't know how the year would end. Meron na raw vaccine na lumabas and it gives people some hope. Yet as we all know, it's still in clinical trial and hindi natin alam kailan magbabounce back ang economy. Iba-iba po yung sinasabi nila. Some economists say that U-shape bound recovery natin, medyo mababagsak ng ganyan, some V-shape, right? For some, it's letter K. It will go down. For some, it will go up. For some, it will go down. So, ang dami pong mga analytics on how it's gonna look like. But again, I do hope that you understand marami pong bagay sa buhay you are in control of. Not everything. A lot of things we are not in control of. But there are internal things in our lives that can help us become better this coming 2021. Right? So, we have a crisis at hand. Now, crisis can either bring clarity or confusion in your life. No, either magiging clear sa inyo o mas lalo kayo mako-confuse. Ano bang effect ng crisis sa inyo? Now, for some, it's clear. 2020 has made it clear for them what truly matters. No? I think for me, one of my take home for 2020 is napaka-importante ang pamilya. Napaka-importante na okay kaming mag-asawa at kaming mga anak ko. No? Because kasama ko sila the whole time. there's 100% clarity that the reason why many people go to work is because they love their family, no? Pero mako-confuse ka pag hindi yun yung rason mo at yun yung sinasabi mo. You cannot see clearly, right? I think one more clarity this year is health, no? Na mag-invest sa health. And that's why I've been exercising, eating right, eating the right vitamins, because this is what truly matters. Another thing is the friendships that I've developed through the years. Marami pong lonely, marami pong na-depressed noong 2020, right? Kung wala kang kaibigan na pwede mong takbuhan, wala kang Diyos, wala kang kaibigan, may hirap talaga yan. Now that has been made clear. Also, one of those things made clear is that yung mga taong flexible, sila po ang nanalo ngayong 2020 when they were able to pivot well during this year. Pero marami po tayong mga kwentong also of people who've been confused. They cannot see clearly because of two reasons. Because of fear and anxiety. No? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng fear? Fear means false evidence appearing real. Ito po yung mga hindi pa nangyari sa'yo but you feel like it's gonna happen. And so it paralyzes you. You cannot see clearly. You're not objective about things. You let your emotions dictate your day. And it's going to be very hard on you if you do that because you are running on false evidence. It is not truly happening. That's what fear does. Fear will tell you, oh, this is going to happen to you. Oh, fear will tell you, 2021, it's not going to be as nice as you think it is, right? You're going to be a loser in 2021. You're not going to succeed in 2021. What happened in 2020 is nothing yet compared to 2021. It's going to be bleak, dark 2021 for you. That's what fear does. Fear paralyzes. Fear tells you the worst. Fear assumes the worst scenario. Right? Na parang totoong-totoo. Right? Like what some people would say, act like you have the virus, which I don't believe. Because if you act like you have the virus, you won't do anything. You'll be locked up in a room doing nothing. Right? Ang challenge ko sa inyo is to act like you don't have the virus or you don't want the virus. Wear a mask, practice social distancing. That would be so helpful already para hindi mo makuha yung COVID virus na yan. And just in case makuha mo rin yung COVID, fear will tell you, pwede kang mamatay, mapupunta ka sa ICU tulad ng ibang mga senior citizen na kilala natin. But did you know that 99% of the time, people actually recover from COVID? Yes, it's a highly contagious disease, but fear will tell you, once you get it, it's the end of your life. Right? I have family members, friends who have had the COVID and they've survived the COVID because of a strong immune system. And because COVID, yes, highly contagious, but not highly deadly. No? But fear will tell you, let's stop everything. So don't let fear dictate your life. No? You don't live on a narrative of fear. You live on a narrative of victory. Especially if you are a man of God, a woman of God, a man of faith, you don't let fear dictate your life. Fear does not come from God. No? Fear comes from the enemy. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Now, the word crisis in Chinese is called weiji, which means two Chinese words, which means danger and opportunity. So in the Chinese character, in the Chinese worldview, when there's crisis, it's either a path of danger or a path of opportunity. You get to choose whether it's a path of way or a path of G, right? Would you walk in the path of opportunity or the path of danger? And by the way, if you walk in the path of opportunity, there will be dangers ahead. No, I think that's what life is. There's always risk. And crisis, as what we said, brings about clarity, not confusion. Kahit na may opportunity, it does not mean there will be no challenges in life. Tama po ba? Sige, comment po kayo kung ano ang path na kinukuha nyo. Is it a path of fear that's full of danger, or do you see crisis as a path of opportunity? Right? So write it down on the thread sa YouTube kung danger or opportunity ba yan, para malaman po natin ang sentiment ng mga nanonood. Now, let's go to the next. Let me now share to you the 5 non-negotiables actions that you need to take to thrive in the new Norman. Okay, number one is sacrifice. Kailangan matuto tayo mag-sacrifice. We need to sacrifice. Why? Because it's not just you, it's all of us. All of us were hit by the virus. All of us were hit by the COVID. All of us were hit by the economy. Everybody experienced the same thing, right? It's not just you, it's all of us. So don't think that it's just you. Don't have a pity party that you were hit, because all of us were hit by this crisis. But we've got to make sacrifices. We've got to learn how to sacrifice. That's the very first thing you have to understand. You have to confront the brutal facts. No? Dahil sa brutal facts na yan, na nangyari sa economy natin, we now can face the enemy because we know the enemy. We confront it. We're not in denial. This is something that has happened to all of us. Our current reality. Ang mga taong people who don't accept current reality, they live in denial, which means they're not gonna make any changes in life because they're not accepting that this is the new thing, right? That Zoom is in, podcast is in. This is how we learn now, work from home setup, right? E-commerce is something that is going to explode in the next few years. People who are critical thinkers will actually make it in life in 2021. You've got to confront the brutal facts. Marami pong nawalan ng trabaho, marami pong natanggal. Most of them were actually in the bottom of those who were not productive in their organization. This makes us confront the brutal facts. This makes us say, so how am I doing? Am I doing good? Can I do better? In this new economy, in this new world, where people are work from home, where there's a lot of digital shift, am I confronting the brutal facts? And am I making adjustments? You see, the first step is confronting. Pag hindi ka na confront, there's going to be no change, right? What you tolerate, you cannot change. Kung feeling mo babalik pa to sa dati, hindi na po siya babalik sa dati. Nagbago na po ang mundo. Right in front of us, it has changed us. So you've got to confront. You've got to face the brutal facts. You see, a sense of entitlement is a cancerous thought process that is void of gratitude and can be deadly to relationships, businesses, and even nations, sabi ni Steve Maraboli. What does that mean? No, marami kasi ang pinaka-problema natin is yung sense of entitlement. No, yung feeling natin, hindi, pinaghirapan ko to. No, hindi to mawawala. Hindi ako magbabago. Kaya pa natin to. It's not gonna work, right? It's gonna destroy a lot of lives. It's gonna destroy a lot of business. When you feel like you're entitled and that you don't need to change, you have to change. You have to change that thought process. No? Magbago yung pag-iisip natin. Hindi na to the same as before, right? Nababalik lang yan. Natanggal lang yan. Babalik din sila. Yung customer mo, baka hindi na bumalik yan pag hindi ka nag-pivot kasi may nahanap silang mas iba na mas magandang customer service, na may online na magandang service. And people now are not as loyal as you think they are if you don't change, because that's a sense of entitlement mentality. Second thing. First, we sacrifice. In fact, this is related to point number two, which is to simplify. Know what is truly essential and important. Nung nalaman na namin this is going to happen early April, I have to talk to my kids. We made a budget at home and we said, okay, here are the things that this is our operating expense pre-COVID, and this is the changes that we need to make if we're going to sustain daddy's income, the family's income, and mommy's income. And so we've learned how to make sacrifices and we've simplified things. It means less takeout, less eating out, you know, less delivery, more cooking at home. Are there things that you are studying right now that you can learn in YouTube, right? Learn how to leverage on the internet and learn how to simplify life, right? Know what is truly essential and important. Remember early when we were under enhanced community quarantine, ang pwede lang i-deliver are the essentials, which means na-strip off po tayo of all the excesses of life para malaman natin what is truly important. Learn how to simplify. Business and organizations today are simplifying their structures and systems. Bakit? Nawalan sila ng tao. kailangan nila mag-simplify. And maybe that's the best thing that could ever happen to business and organizations. And this should be the best thing that could ever happen in your life as well, because you've learned how to simplify. No? We have to learn how to live the simple life. Simple lang naman ang buhay. Simple lang naman maging happy. No? Pero culture dictates to us, you need this, you need that, to be more happy. No? I was amazed because in one of our Viber groups, nag-picture-picture ng mga halaman at garden. Something that we didn't appreciate before. We're a mall culture kind of people in Metro Manila. Pero ngayon, pag may halaman ka, masaya. May garden, masaya. No, nakalimutan na natin ang mall. That's the simple life, right? May malunggay ka, may kangkong ka, may pechay ka, may cabbage ka, di ba? And that's the simple life. Imagine if people start embracing the simple life. Many of the things we are saving up for, many of our efforts and energy would be moved towards something more meaningful rather than something that is, you know, that are just things and stuff and materials, right? We've got to embrace simplicity, that simple life. One of the books that has changed me this year is called Freedom of Simplicity. No? Pag na-embrace ko yung simple life, it gives me freedom not to stress out on so many things that the world is trying to tell me that I need to have, because life is simple. No? This would be a classic example of the rich and the poor. No? Mga mayaman, simple lang, kaya nga mayaman. Ang mga mahirap at saka yung mga maraming utang, ang daming kailangan suotin para lang pakitang nagpapanggap lang silang mayaman sila, right? Learn how to simplify. One of the things that I appreciate about my father and my mother was they told us hard work and simplicity. No, I work in Divisoria. That was my first job. I was a working student from La Salle. Jijip ako LRT. Go to Divisoria. And naglalako po ako ng tela, right? And that's my job for more than 3 years as a working student. And then the first 2 years after I graduate, I was in Divisoria, right? And we turned things around in Divisoria, turned the business around. And one of the things that my dad told me, right, was you have to start from the bottom, right? And so after I graduated from La Salle, even as a working student na nag-ahente, ang trabaho ko na sa bodega ako. Wala ako sa storefront. I wasn't in the prestigious managerial job. I was the manager of our warehouse. No, I was there, nakasando, nakashorts, pawis na pawis, kasama lahat ng mga kargador, right? And my dad did that to train us, to tell us, hey, you wanna go up in life? You've got to start there, down at the bottom. Know where the people are. Know the systems. Know the structures. Work hard. Because one day, when you're promoted, you would embrace the culture. You will know and have empathy for the people that you're working with, right? The people are working for you. And that has helped me now, even as a pastor, right? I work hard. This is something that I love to do, right? Aside from pastoring, I've written books. You know, I'm doing podcasts. Not because wala po akong magawa sa buhay, but because I want to add value to people. And because that was taught to us early on. We have 24 hours a day, right? We sleep 8 hours. That's the healthy sleeping time. 7 to 8 hours, right? Ibig sabihin may 16 hours pa tayo. Ngayon wala ng traffic at work from home. It has added more to our life. It has added more hours for me to spend time with the kids. It has added more hours for me to create digital content for the people. This is how I try to bless the people. This is how I try to add value to people. So I hope this is actually helping you. So learn how to simplify. Simple lang ang buhay. Sacrifice tayo, simplify tayo. Then that would help us save. No? Save money. Save extras in our lives. No? One of my favorite financial advisors, Dave Ramsey, said, "Act your wage." And now because of the crisis, we have to act below our wage, right? Don't go beyond your income, no? Yung pasok ng pera. Dapat mas malaki yung pasok ng pera kaysa sa labas ng pera. What comes in should be greater than what comes out. You've got to learn how to save. You've got to learn investments, right? My good friend Randall Tiongson gives us 5 simple steps to achieve financial freedom, which is improving cash flow, may pasok ng pera, get out of debt, pay off your debt, build an emergency fund, which is 3 to 6 months of your living expense, get a life insurance, and then grow your money through investments, whether it's real estate, stocks, or whatever it is, or flipping or starting a business. That's how you go about financial freedom. Now, I won't get into this. Randall would have his own webinar on this aspect of building your wealth. But then you've got to understand, may baby steps yan. May steps yan that you need to take, right? And you've got to take those steps. And it requires a lot of sacrificing, simplification, and saving up for you to do that. Ang mentality dapat natin, we have to take the stairs. No, wag laging naka-escalator, elevator. No, we have to take the stairs. And you see that all around. You want to be healthy, take the stairs. Don't take the elevator. Right? Take the stairs. Wag po shortcut. Wag pong get rich quick. No, you've got to learn how to work hard. And our culture loves instant. We want instant money. We want to be instant millionaires. That doesn't happen quite a lot. No, everybody wants to be Mark Zuckerberg, but you cannot be Mark Zuckerberg. You're not Mark Zuckerberg. No, kaya nga siya special dahil nag-iisa lang siya. No? That's a few of the people. Most of us, we go to the grind. We go to the hustle. We go to the daily work that we need to do. And we build things slowly. Learn how to take the stairs. That's the mentality you need to embrace. Take the stairs, not the elevator. Work on the muscles, right? Work on the muscles para hindi lang pindot-pindot, right? You've got to learn life. No? Lalo na sa mga mas batang nakikinig dito. No? Yung experiences nyo. Ako, no regrets for working in Divisoria. When I was in my 18, 19 years old, until I was 20, 22, 23, no regrets, you know, because that has brought in a lot of rich experiences that I have now that I usually use now to advise and help and guide other people. But learn how to take the stairs. Huwag kang bossing, no? One of my YouTube is yung kay Henry C, no? And one of the things that I learned from him, I learned from my dad also. He's not my dad, by the way. Apelido ko lang yan. But also from my dad and a lot of Filipino-Chinese is their immigrant mentality. No, dahil dayo kami dito. We're foreigners. We're aliens in the Philippines. We are ridiculed, right? Marami nang sinabit about us, Filipino-Chinese. But that forced us to actually work harder. Work doubly, triply hard. I was in the Middle East doing my talks and the guys there, the Filipinos that I was dining with said, you know, they always get promoted and they're able to save up a lot of money. And I asked, how about the people living in the citizens of the country? They said, oh, they're so lazy because they're given tax break. They're given twice our salary. So they don't work really hard. But the immigrants, the Filipinos who are there, went to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Qatar to work, right? They didn't go there to entertain themselves. They have an immigrant mentality. Ganun po yung mga Filipino-Chinese dito sa Pilipinas. When my grandfather came here, all he did was work. He had an immigrant mindset. For him, you know, I'm not a citizen of this country. I need to work hard. Or else, saan nila ako pupulutin, right? And it's the same mentality I want you to embrace for everybody listening here. You've got to have that underdog mentality. No, sa lahat na naghihirap, no, let that be your motivation. No, na gagalingan ko, I need to think like an immigrant. He's working hard, I'm working harder because I want to be on the top of the game. I want to make things happen. And that's the secret, right? You can go and watch my YouTube video of Henry C. Lagay nyo lang Henry C sa Act Like a Man at lalabas yung link chat. Fourth is to seize the opportunity. Okay? Seize the opportunity. Now, may opportunity right in front of us because of this crisis. Some people take it, some people just complain. One of my favorite verse is in Psalms 90 verse 12. So teach us to number our days right that we may get a heart of wisdom. Okay? Pag marunong ka raw magbilang ng oras, magkakaroon ka ng wisdom. If you know how to study the times, the changes that are happening, you will get a heart of wisdom. People who are aware that there's a dramatic shift, a seismic shift of the world today will gain a heart of wisdom. Why? Because they will now study patterns. They're studying trends. They're studying what would work and what will not work. If you're in business, if you know how to number your days, you're going to get a heart of wisdom, right? If you're wanting to change your health, you're learning how to number your days that you may get a heart of wisdom. You're saying, if I don't change this lifestyle, I'm not gonna live long. And so you got to have wisdom, and then you start changing, right? Dapat marunong po tayo to count our days right, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. No? Tandaan nyo, for everything that you're doing, you're also not doing something else. For every 20 hours you spend on Netflix, that's 20 hours of not doing something else that you need to do. I'm not saying don't watch Netflix. I'm just saying there's always a trade-off that happens. To number your days right, it means it could be, again, I'm not saying it's a sin to watch, but what I'm saying is, can I actually use that 20 hours to learn a new skill set to help me survive 2021? All right? Am I going to do something about what's given to me now? Ngayon naka-work from home setup. Do I leverage on that to learn more new skills to help me become better this coming year? Something for you to think about. Now, question. Isa ka bang cow or isa ka bang ox? Ang cow at saka ox, pag nakakita ng storm, they react differently. The cow, when they see a storm, the group of cows or the herd of cows would say, let's run away from the storm. So they run away from the storm, but they don't run fast. So what happens is the storm catches up on them and they have a high mortality rate. It gets really painful and they die because they run away from the problem. The ox are different. The ox, when they see the storm, they would say to each other, let's go and confront the storm. And they run and face to the storm and face the storm because they realize that if we face the storm, yes, there's pain, but there's lesser pain and we come out stronger. Are you a cow or are you an ox? The cow runs away from the problem. He lives in denial. He waits for help. Ayuda. Yan ang favorite word niya for 2020. Right? He blames the government. He blames the president. He blames America. He blames China. He finger points. That's a cow. Right? The cow does not blame himself. The cow always blames others. The ox is different. They confront the problem. They stick together. They bear the pain. They come out stronger. Are you a cow? Are you an ox? Right? Alam nyo, this coming year, 2021, what you need to do is you have to understand the weight of the commitment that's needed of you to seize that opportunity. There was this guy who got his 13th month pay and he went to the CR. He was so excited. And then he was counting it inside the cubicle. Tas nahulog yung 1,000 pesos sa inidoro. And the bowl was full of pee. It was yellowish. The 1,000 fell. He doesn't know if he was gonna get it. So you know what he did? He was thinking hard twice, thrice, four times. I'm not gonna get it. I'm not gonna get it. Kadiri, kadiri, kadiri. Right? But you know what he did? He started to put 5,000 pesos inside the bowl. Nung 5,000 na, he grabs the whole thing. So that's a total of 6,000 he grabs. In his mind, this is what ran through his mind. 1,000, okay lang. Sige na, lost na natin yan. Pero nung nakita niya 6,000 na yung pera niya na sa inidoro, kinuha niya na because it takes more commitment. Right? The more we have invested in something, the less likely we are to let it fail. Right? Are you invested on something that the Lord is asking you to do? Are you invested in 2021, that dream project, that passion project that you have? Are you invested in it because the more invested you are, the less likely you are to let it fail. No? Dahil nagbigay ka na eh. Bigay todo mo na. Lagyan mo na ng art, lagyan mo na ng drama yan. Right? Don't just do it for the sake of doing it. Tawag dyan, business as usual. Kaya nagsarado na yung mga may business as usual mentality. No, you've got to put your heart, you've got to put your emotions into it. The 212 degree, that's the degree of the boiling water. Sobrang init niya. Right? 211 is hot, 212 is boiling. It takes one more degree, one more, just one more. You know, sometimes we stop at 210, 211. You know, 212 would go a long way. Lagay mo sa thermos yan, it would add 3-4 hours compared to 211. Right? Give it your 212 degree, not your 210, 200, or 211. 212, right? Make it happen. Push yourself, right? Don't be mediocre, no? Strive for greatness in your life. Diba? One way to do that is, you know, you listen to our podcast, read books, develop self-leadership in your life. That's gonna help you, right? I've interviewed so many people like sila Carlo Oples, Act Like a Man. He's the youngest VP of PLDT, right? Another guy that I interviewed is Pat D, who is one of the sought-after photographer, wedding photographer, fashion photographer in the Philippines, right? These guys know how to stand out. These guys know how to thrive. Learn from these people. Watch our videos. Right? And I think you're going to get principles there. It's going to help you this coming year, right? One of the people that I've talked to is a fish vendor. And she said, you know, this year is my breakthrough year. Di ko kalain na mas tataas pang benta ko ngayong may crisis. Iba talaga si Lord. Kailangan ko lang buksan mata ko sa opportunity na binibigay niya. You know what she did? She partnered with a delivery courier. And she started delivering fresh seafood. And it has increased her business. While everybody else was complaining sa parengke, she pivoted. She seized the opportunity. She seized the opportunity and she seizes the opportunity. And now, she's having a breakthrough year. Ano bang kwento mo? Right? Cow ka ba or ox? Okay. Mahilig ka ba magreklamo or are you taking actions and making things happen? Experimenting, giving room for failure and mistakes, and because that's how you're going to grow. Remember this. Who gave you the ability to produce wealth? Si Lord naman nagbigay niyan sa ating lahat. Remember the Lord your God, Deuteronomy 8:18. For it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. So confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. So, hingi ka kay Lord. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, you've given me that ability to produce wealth, Lord. So I pray for business ideas. I pray, Lord, that you help me pivot during this time. No? And use whatever God-given talents, network, connections that you have to be able to produce the wealth which God has given you the ability to, right? Para i-confirm ang ano, ang covenant niya. Gusto niya maging blessing ka rin sa iba. This is my brother. Yes, I look like him, but I'm thinner and I look more handsome according to my friends, right? He started off really small. In fact, he lost a lot of money in business. But this former cell phone accessory salesman founded a tech startup. Diba? And now it's in the millions. One of his breakthroughs was having 114,000 orders in one day, even without a physical store. Now he owns a multi-million business. And it's amazing that so many people now have jobs because of my brother. Right? But he started somewhere. Pero nakita niya. Now, wow. I think this was during one of the 11-11, 3-4 years ago. And then he said, wow, e-commerce is the way to go. Seize the opportunity when nobody else was going in. Everybody was saying, the Philippines, di kakagat yan sa e-commerce. Mahirap, walang credit card mga tao. Right? But COD changed the world. COD changed e-commerce for the Philippines. Right? And so, he is where he is now because he saw the opportunity. Lastly, I want to end with this. You've got to serve God's purpose in people. This year can make you better or it can make you bitter. No? Know that there's a bigger purpose in life than just earning money. We want you to serve God's people and God's purpose. Ano ba purpose ni Lord sa'yo? Kung pinalaki niya negosyo mo, tandaan mo, bawat tao na hinahir mo, binibigyan mo ng oportunidad. Lahat ng tao working under you, you're making them better. Right? Learn how to serve and embrace God's purpose and God's people. Sa daming kalamidad, so many calamities that happen, I'm thankful for the generosity of a lot of people today, even though they've lost things and houses. You know, we help each other. And the best way to bridge that gap of the loss, the losers and the winners, is for people who've actually embraced the purpose of God to serve God's people and serve our nation at these trying times. We've got a few examples of our friends here. Erwin and Zen Flores, who started the Bread Project, and they started baking and giving it to the barangays because they felt like it is our moral obligation to help our neighbors. They serve God's purpose. In the same way God has blessed them, they're blessing a lot of people. Another one is the Adapa Barangay by our friend Getty in Grace Kua, where they started feeding families, 900 families, for I think 4 to 5 months during the start of the COVID pandemic, right? Gathering their friends, making sure to distribute the goods, and they were even featured in the news, right? All this done for free. Why? Because God has blessed them. If you ask them, "Ba't niyo to ginagawa?" Bait ng Lord, ni Lord sa amin eh. Kaya namin to ginagawa. Imagine mo pag ganun ang mindset natin. They've learned how to sacrifice, to simplify, to save, and now they're able to help. And also they seize the opportunity to help. And they seized the opportunity in business when things were doing right. And that's why they were blessed. And now they're conduits of God's blessing to the community. I want to end with this. We cannot stop being givers and producers. Huwag po tayo consumers lang. Tandaan niyo yung ayuda na binigay ni Mayor, ubos na ng isang linggo. It means we've got to learn the art of producing and giving. No? Giving off something of value. Right? Because that's the only way to thrive. If I'm a producer, I'm giving out. I'm not just eating everything that comes. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Twice mentioned. Lord, establish mo yung work ng kamay namin. Make it grow. Make it productive, make it fruitful, let it multiply, let it produce. That's the attitude that's needed. That's the prayer you pray every night. That the favor of God will rest upon you, that He will establish the work of your hands. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Be strong. Be courageous. 2021, be strong. That's the command. Be courageous. Why? When you serve God's purpose and you serve God's people, God is on your side. All you need to do is put on that armor. Be strong and courageous. Face the battles ahead of us. I am confident. I'm in faith that those who are listening here, that God is doing something in your heart. I want you to be strong. I want you to be courageous. I want you to share this video to people who need to hear this. People who need to face the brutal facts and learn how to pivot and adapt and trust in God ultimately. Right? So, yan po ang ending natin. You know, I want you to know, guys, that we are praying for you. Act Like a Man is here to motivate you, to encourage you, to put that courage in you. Meron kaming big bro and friends para tulungan mga singles, sa mga namamblema, sa mga pamilya. We have our parenthood podcast. We wanted to do this because we want to help. We want to journey with you guys. We want to equip you. We want to train you. We want to push you. No, community tayo. And we're ready to help. So that is my prayer for everyone. I do hope this webinar has helped you and has changed you, transformed you, challenged you. Right? So, sa mga lalaki po nakikinig, please continue to act like a man. For all the women out there also, please support your man at this time. Malaki pong mahirap po mga pinagdadaanan po natin, pero kaya-kaya natin pag nagtutulungan po tayo. All right, so thank you so much guys for listening to this free webinar. If you have any questions, please email us at actlikeamanphilippines@gmail.com, or you can DM me, PM me, and maybe I'll make an episode to answer all your questions. Also, to end, no, just for this week, December 12, no? Sige, December 12 up to December 30, I am going to put on sale my book, Giants for Breakfast, to help you achieve and face the giants of 2021. I'm going to give you the shopping link down. It's 150 pesos. We're going to sell it only for 120 pesos from December 12 to December 30. That's a 20% discount because we want to help you guys. Pamigay na namin yan, no, para lang ma-bless din kayo. Right? Thank you so much again. If this video has blessed you, please like, subscribe, share this to your friends. Follow us on IG. Follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Spotify, at sa lahat po ng social media channels na alam nyo. Alright, God bless you guys. Be strong, be courageous. 2021, here we come.